Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. We have a great word to share with you today at Destiny Church. Sit back, be encouraged, and let's get into the word.
All right, well, listen, I have just a brief word to share with you this morning, and I think it's really relevant and pertinent to where we're at in the world today. And the title of today's message is called The Game of Thrones. I've never seen the television show, and whether you have or haven't, that's not the point of this particular message. But the point of the message is that God, there is a throne in the world, and God is still on that throne, amen? So praise the Lord. I want to read to you a portion of scripture, but before I do, I don't know if you get as frustrated as I do when you call a company and you don't get a person anymore, right? You get some sort of automated individual that says, you know, press one for this, press two for that, and next thing you know, and we can answer those questions here automatically, or we can do it online or whatever, and so please respond with whatever you're looking for, whatever you're gonna, and I don't know about you, but this is what I do, and my wife will give you a testimony. Anybody that's on staff here knows when I make a phone call like that, all I say is, customer service, customer service, customer service, customer service. I just keep saying customer service, and after about five or six times, okay, we'll get you the customer service. I don't know if that's like rebellion or whatever, but I just want to talk to a person, you know? And so I finally get a hold of customer service, and then you've got somebody that's reading a script. They're not necessarily listening to what questions that you have, and you feel like you're not getting satisfaction, and you feel righteous indignation rise up in you, like, come on, man, just cut me a break, please, just hear me out, and all you're getting is kind of the party line and so forth. And so after I say, well, that's unacceptable, that's kind of my go-to line. Well, that's unacceptable. And if they still kind of push back on that, then this is the atomic bomb. I say, I need to talk to your supervisor. Anybody there? Thank you. It's not just me. So, yeah, I know. Well, you know, there's always someone to appeal to. And this is what I want to get to in the text this morning, in a message entitled Game of Thrones. Out of 1 Chronicles, you may not be familiar with this story, but it's actually a psalm that David wrote, and it's recorded in Chronicles, rather in the book of Psalms. And he says this in verse 16, verse 23. If you have your Bibles, great. If not, we're putting them on the screen inside, so you'll see them online if you're watching via television this morning or the stream. Sing to the Lord all the earth, proclaim his salvation day after day, and declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty before him, strength and joy are his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of the nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Verse 29, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all you earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. And here it is, verse 31. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nation, the Lord reigns. Everybody say, the Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. I've got a whole bunch of them. I'm not going to read them all to you. I'll give you a couple references. Psalm 9, verse 7, the Lord reigns forever. He's established his throne. Psalm 93, 1, the Lord reigns. He's robed in majesty. Psalm 96, 10, so among the nations, the Lord reigns. He is firmly established and he cannot be moved. Psalm 99, verse 1, the Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned upon the throne of the earth and the earth shakes. Psalm 146, verse 10, the Lord reigns forever. Ever for all generations. The Lord reigns. Every one of us is subject to someone else. I mean, if you've ever had a dog that you've taken to training school, my dog trainer, Carol, grew up. Is Carol here today? Carol, honk if you're here. Carol's over here. Hi, Carol. God bless you. She's my dog trainer. We have a dog, and if a dog is going to be in my house, my dog's got to be well behaved. It's just kind of the rule of the house. And so we got trained. We got trained. It's about what happens. We took her to the dog trainer, and that dog, it needs to respond. That dog is not the king of the house. The dog wants to be the king of the house. Yes? You have a dog? Maybe you have a cat. I'm sorry. I'll pray for you if you have a cat. I read a meme this past week that said if cats could text you back, they wouldn't. That's what cats are. But dogs love you. And but dogs ultimately want to be in charge of the house. Children have to submit to their parents. Parents submit to their bosses. Well, I'm self-employed. I don't submit to anybody. Oh, yeah, I think you do. There's called rules and regulations and the government. Students submit to their teachers. Teachers submit to the administration. The administration to the school board, and on and on and on. Soldiers submit to those who outrank them. The reality is that even though you don't like it, even though I might not necessarily like it, we all have someone over us, someone who is in authority over us. And the world doesn't want to hear that today, because the world likes to be their own boss. The world likes to think that they have the final word. In the Shakespearean play of Hamlet, in the first act, scene 3, Hamlet says to his son who's going off to France. This is written in the year 1599, 1600. So it was a long time ago. He said this phrase, you'll know it. He said to his son, to thine own self be true. You familiar with this phrase? To thine own self be true. In other words, you know, in your heart, as long as it's good with you in your heart, you're fine. Let me tell you what, that's a sentiment that's alive and well still 300 years later, 400 years later today. It just sounds like this. Oh, do whatever makes you happy. Live your truth. You should do what's best for you. No one can tell you what to do or how to live. Go find your best life right now. Do what makes you feel good. YOLO. You only live once. Any of these phrases you hear? Of course you hear them. But they're a lie, because it says that you are sitting on the throne of your life. You are sitting on the throne of your heart. That you're the king, you're the boss. When in fact, there's only one throne and one king. His name is Jesus. And that's who needs to be sitting on the throne of your heart and your life today. When you were a kid, when I was a kid, maybe you play it with your kids. You ever play the game of life at home, where you get that little plastic blue card, and you get little blue pins and pink pins, and you put them in there, and then you spin the wheel of fortune or whatever the thing is in the middle of the game, and then you move around and around and around. It's called the game of life. Your game, my game, the game of every human being. Is that gate, the game of life, and it's the game of thrones. The game of thrones, if you're unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, actually began all the way back at the beginning, before the Garden of Eden. In heaven, there was an archangel by the name of Satan, and Satan decided that he wanted to sit on the throne where God sat. Angels had free will then. And so he said to himself, you know what? I'm going to ascend to the throne. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to sit up there, and I'm going to do that. And it's actually recorded for us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, beginning at the 12th verse. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, that would be his name, son of the dawn. You've been cast down to earth. You said, why? Because you said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mountain. I will ascend to the top of the clouds. This is Satan rebelling in heaven. This is the game of thrones that started long before you entered the world. Long before I entered the world, it began in heaven. And the Lord said, no can do. In fact, in Revelation, it says God kicked him out of heaven, and the third of the angels were kicked out with him. Those are the demonic forces that are today. You know what demons are today? Are fallen angels. the devil, Satan, has been kicked out of heaven, and with him a third of the angels that are now demons. Which is interesting to note, just as a theological side note, that there is a finite number of angels. There's a finite number of demons. A third of them were kicked out with Satan. That means two-thirds remain in heaven and are angels. From the very get-go, the devil is still outnumbered by 2-1. That's good news. So what happened was, after the throne situation in heaven, the Game of Thrones that played out in heaven, and God said, no, you're not going to raise your throne above my throne. I will be sitting on the throne. So what happened was, he was kicked out, right? And now what happens, the Garden of Eden unfolds, and the devil tries the very same thing with Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 3, now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animals the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from the tree of the garden?" Verse 4, "You'll not surely die," the serpent said to the woman. His goal, listen to me, his goal is and has always been to convince you that God does not belong on the throne. He doesn't care if you become a Satanist or not, as long as you put yourself on the throne. As long as you serve anyone or anything other than God, the devil's happy. You can serve your family, you can serve your work, you can serve your job, you can serve your community, you can serve anything you want. Put that thing on the throne of your heart, but don't dare put God on the throne of your heart. See, God's a liar. This is what the devil told her. God's a liar. He doesn't want you to have the power. He doesn't want you to be in charge. And she bit. She literally bit. She bit the bait. And that's what we live with today, the Game of Thrones. And I could take you through all the way through Jesus' temptation in the wilderness down to you and me in our everyday life. The devil is constantly coming to you saying, "You're the boss. Do what feels good. You're on the throne. You're the king." And that's not how it unfolds. Not just with us. You know what happens? On a larger scale, even today, the Game of Thrones continues with governments. The government thinks they're the end all, that the world starts and stops with them, that there is no authority greater than the government. That's what they think. Or governors, or presidents, or kings. They all think wrongly that they have the final word. Here's what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 2. "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord, against the anointed one. They say, 'Let us break off their chains,' they say, 'and throw off their fetters.'" Verse 4 says this. I love it. It says, "The one enthroned in heaven, the Lord, scoffs at them, laughs at them." Here's these kings of the earth that are saying, "We're in charge. We're the bomb. We know we're the supreme authority." And the Lord just sits back on his throne and he laughs. He scoffs at world leaders, at governments, all the way down to local officials, even our own life, and he laughs. He says, "Therefore, the kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth." Verse 11, "Serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling." I love this phrase. Verse 12, "Kiss the Son," S-O-N, "kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are those who take refuge in him. The Lord reigns." The Lord reigns. Two quick examples. You remember the story of the deliverance of the children of Israel out of Egypt, that Moses kept going to Pharaoh. Pharaoh thought he was the king. Pharaoh thought he was in charge. Pharaoh thought, "I'm the king of the world. No one disobeys me." But you know what happened? The Lord laughed. The Lord scoffed. And eventually, the children of Israel were set free. And one that you're not nearly as familiar with, I want to tell you about. It's about a king. His name is Hezekiah in Israel. And there was an individual by the name of Sennacherib. Sennacherib came against Israel and against the king Hezekiah in the book of Isaiah. And here's what happened. Sennacherib, this guy, says to the king, he says, "Say to Hezekiah, the king of Judah, do not let the God you depend on deceive you when he says, 'Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria.'" That's what he wrote. He tried to intimidate Hezekiah, the ruler of Judah. So in verse 14 of Isaiah 37, Hezekiah, it says, quote, received the letter from the messenger and he read it. So now here's Hezekiah. He's reading the letter that was sent to him by his adversary, the Sennacherib. And he says, the letter says, don't trust God. He's not going to be able to defend you. So what does Hezekiah do? Verse 14, he went up to the temple of the Lord and he spread out before the Lord. In other words, Hezekiah went to the temple, and in the temple was a throne, and Hezekiah, the king, bowed down in front of the King of Kings. Hezekiah said, I may be the king, but there's an authority over me, and his name is God Almighty, Jehovah, the King of the earth. And he submitted himself. He laid out before the Lord's throne. The king submitted to the King of Kings, and this is what happened. He went to the temple of the Lord, verse 14, and he spread out before the Lord, verse 36. Then the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were dead bodies everywhere. Israel did not even have to fight. In the middle of the night, the entire army died. In the middle of the night, 185,000 men died. The king woke up the next morning thinking, you know, I prayed last night. I asked God to protect us, and I asked for his wisdom and his counsel. And in the middle of the night, the Assyrian army, those under the leadership of Sennacherib, 185,000 of them died in their sleep. Hezekiah woke up the next morning and the entire Assyrian army was dead. Why? Because the king, Hezekiah, submitted to the King of Kings and said, I need your help, Lord. I need you to rule and reign. I need you to protect us. But so often we try to protect ourselves. So often we want to make sure that we are in control. And let me tell you what, the more you realize that God is on the throone and not you, the much better off you will be in your life. And it's not a popular message. It's surely not a popular message to say, you know what? Lay your life down. Let the Lord God Almighty be in charge. That's not a popular message, but it is the message of the hour. Not kings, not rulers, not governments, not powers, not principalities. They wreak havoc on us. And so we have an authority greater than any other authority. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Here's the deal. We all have, if you would, in your own mind's eye, see the throne of God, and see it now inside of you. See it in your heart. The question is, who is seated? This is the question of the morning. Who is seated on the throne inside your heart? Our text this morning from 1 Chronicles says, let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let them say among the nation, the Lord reigns. Say it with me, the Lord reigns. Isn't it interesting? I know it's spelled differently, but look, prophetically, the Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns, and he reigns on the just and the unjust. You know what that means? That means whether or not you put him there, at the end of the day, that's where he's going to be. I said, whether or not you put him there or not, that's where he's going to be. So you have a choice. You have a choice. You can do it now, because there comes a day when every knee will bow, when every tongue will confess. In other words, you will bow at the foot of the throne, all of us, at one day. And the answer that we need to hear is, well done, good and faithful servant. Not those of you who depart from me because you lived a life of iniquity. And what is the life of iniquity except when you have something or someone other than God on the throne of your heart through Jesus Christ? That is the answer. That is the gospel, as purely as I can communicate it to you. He is the King of every king. Revelation 19:16 says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But what we don't like, what a lot of us don't like about jurisprudence in the world today and in America, and I've been in some countries that are very corrupt, is oftentimes courts can be unjust in the world today. There is the ability to corrupt the system, to bribe a judge in today's society. But let me tell you, that's not how it is in the courtroom of heaven. God cannot be bribed. According to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is the God of gods. He is the Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes." You're not going to be able to scam the system. It's not grease somebody's hand and when you stand before the Lord on that day, whether you die today or tomorrow or next week, you got to understand there is only one throne in your heart and only God sits on that throne. Anything else is the wrong answer. That is the exclusivity of who Jesus Christ is. He says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one will get into heaven except through me." So we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You have a throne in your heart. You can believe a lie of the devil, that you're in charge. To thine own self be true. If it feels good, do it. You only live once. Go for it. As long as you don't hurt anybody else, it's all good. No. That's not the Bible. That's not the word. That's not the roadmap for life. If you put God on the throne, that means then he rules and he reigns. That's the difference between somebody. Look up here. This is the difference between somebody who says, "God, you are my savior," and someone who says, "God, you are my savior and Lord." You see the difference? We all say, "Oh, I need to be saved. I need to be saved. I need to be saved." He says, "You want citizenship? You want citizenship in my kingdom? That means you must submit to my rules. I want to be in the kingdom of God. That means God needs to sit on the throne." And so some of us, me, nearly daily, I need to go into the chamber of my heart and kick myself. I mean, isn't that really the biggest challenge? We got to kick ourselves off the throne of our hearts, because so easily we start to say me and mine and I. I mean, really, the devil had an eye problem. "I will ascend to the throne and I will be greater than God and my throne will be higher than his. I. Me and mine, I." Those words we've got to be careful about, because if it is the Lord's will, right? I'll do this tomorrow, I'll do that tomorrow, if the Lord allows. God is ultimately the king. We can make a plan, and I believe we should make plans, and we should pray, and I believe we should pray. But I'll tell you what, when it comes down to actually who's the boss, you got to say Jesus is the king of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Amen? It says in Galatians chapter 6, "Don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he sows." This game of thrones, this choice is yours. But in the end, the Lord reigns. And so the final word for you, the final word for me this morning comes to us out of the book of Philippians, one of my favorite books. Chapter 2, verse 10. In fact, jot that scripture down, Philippians 2, 10 through 12. Make it something you think on and meditate on this week. I'm going to read it to you now. It says this: "At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, those in heaven, those in earth, and those under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God and the Father." Now watch this, verse 12. Finally, he says, "Therefore, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." You got saved 5 years ago. You got saved 10 years ago. You got saved 30 years ago. Congratulations. But you know what? It's something we need to keep working on. My wife and I, we built a house 18 years ago. Well, that's cool. Yeah, it was fun. It was great. It was a wonderful experience. I'd do it again. But that house needs maintenance. I mean, the shingles are starting to need to maybe be replaced. And had to put a new furnace in a while ago. And so you got to maintenance. You have to maintenance it. Doesn't mean that I don't want a house anymore. It just means I have to keep it up. And so don't rest in, don't trust in last week's commitment. Don't rest in, trust in last year's commitment. Don't rest in and trust in something that happened 30, 40, 50 years ago. Every day, every morning when you wake up, particularly today with the rain, being reminded that the Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. He reigns on the just and the unjust. And it's not always an easy walk. It's not always a pretty walk. Sometimes you cry big, hot tears when stuff doesn't go your way, when your marriage falls apart or your kid dies or the business goes bankrupt or the plans that you had didn't work out. But at the end of the day, if you have the Lord, listen to me, if you have the Lord on the throne of your heart, there is a peace that you can find, you can tap into, that passes human understanding. When you would just want to give up, cash it all in, run away, forget it, and turn around, you say, no, can't do it. The Lord's on the throne of my life. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, and I will not be denied my Lord and my Savior. His blood shed for me. His blood shed for you. You're not in this alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. God loves you. And you know what's so wonderful about being in the kingdom of God is that he no longer calls you servants. He calls you friend. You're a friend of the King of the universe. Talk to him every day. Pour your heart out to him. Tell him what makes you sad. Rejoice with him the things that make you happy. And he'll be your best friend. You can be alone, but you never have to be lonely. Because Jesus is with you. Would you bow your head with me this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We ask for your grace just to be poured out on it. I just sense your spirit here, Lord, in such a heavy way today. That if you need to just kick yourself off the throne of your heart or kick someone else off or kick a relationship off or your job or your money. There's something other than God on the throne of your heart. Would you please just go up and just remove that. Remove it right now. Just kick them off the throne and say, Jesus, from now on, you're the boss. You're the King of all kings. You're the Lord of all lords. You're the governor of all governors. You're the president of every president. Rule my life. Just tell him that right now. Rule and reign in my life. I need you, not just as Savior, but as Lord. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the mountains shake and tremble. For the Lord reigns. The Lord, he reigns. Amen. God bless you. Everybody stay put just for a second. Miles is going to come and give you some final direction. But if you're looking for some more information on giving your life to Jesus and living a life of righteousness, peace, and joy. The Bible says, I've shown thee, O man, what is good, and just what the Lord requires of thee. Do justly, do what's right, love mercy, be kind, understanding, and walk in humility. That's our mission. As we move around our city, as we move around our jobs, the places that we meet, be kind, be gentle, be persistent, and know that Jesus, the Lord, He reigns. Go to destiny217.org/salvation, and you'll get some more information. Text us. Miles will give you that information, and we'll send some stuff out to you. God bless you all in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May the peace of heaven, may the joy of heaven, may the authority and the rule and reign in the kingdom be upon your life today and the rest of this week as you submit, as you put Him on the throne of your life in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If today's message encouraged you, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. Stay up to date with new messages by becoming a subscriber today. To find events taking place or to give to Destiny Church, visit us at destiny217.org. At Destiny Church, you can find real, relevant relationships.